Unit 11. Hitting the target. Eleven A. Exercise 3, page 90.
Whatever it takes. Will Karlsdorf had just graduated from high school and was playing for a chance to compete in the US Open, the nation's most prestigious golfing tournament. At the fourth hole, he grabbed his rangefinder and checked the distance to the hole. Too late, he remembered that the use of rangefinders was prohibited in that particular competition. No one had seen Will take the shot up close. Therefore, it would have been easy for him to cover up his mistake. But Will went straight to the tournament official and told him what had happened, and received a two-stroke penalty. In the end, it was this penalty that knocked Will out of the competition, but he didn't regret his decision. "I know if I didn't turn that in to the official, I probably could not live with that," he said. "It would always be in the back of my mind, especially if I had qualified." Athletes are, by nature, highly competitive, dedicated, and motivated to win. Many sportsmen and women define themselves by their achievements. In spite of this, there is a difference between an athlete giving it their all and beating the opposition at any cost. The ultimate prize is not just first place, the gold medal, or a new world record. It is the hard work and self-discipline that led to it. If an athlete wins by cheating, whether that's taking performance-enhancing medication, fixing the outcome of a match, or not owning up to a simple mistake, then that effectively makes an athlete's achievement worthless. It was this that was running through Will's mind when he approached the tournament official. Even though he knew his honesty would probably mean the end of his US Open hopes for that year, he still told the truth, because he also knew that a dishonest win is not really a win at all. Honesty in sport is not just about good sportsmanship. Professional athletes also have a responsibility to display integrity because people think of them as role models. If the general public sees their sports heroes lying and cheating their way to the top, that somehow makes that kind of behavior more acceptable in daily life. Nevertheless, it is not always easy to deal with cheating in sport. For instance, debates are constantly raging about what qualifies as performance-enhancing medication. Is it only illegal compounds? Or does it extend to prescription pills, over-the-counter medication, or even health supplements? Some people have even suggested that having better equipment, like superior running shoes, constitutes cheating. Sport will never be a truly level playing field. Although there are rules and regulations to keep proceedings as fair as they can be, it's still necessary to rely to some extent on athletes' integrity and their sense of fair play. But is it enough? If you were in a major competition, would you make the same choice as Will Karlsdorf, knowing that a victory won by deceit is an empty one? Or would you choose to win whatever it took?